And so what seems to be problematic, in other words, here comes the devil, here comes like energy that needs to, they're saying be arrived at. In other words, it'd be so much easier if everything was smooth and easy and delightful. But the truth is, we need to take out the garbage and we need to release everything that stops our very presence, stops our very holiness, stops our very interaction with our ascended self, because that's what we're here to do. That's the reason we took the lifetime. And so all of the good, they're saying presence. So in other words, all of the unconscious energy that has been serving our lower self, it's just sort of placed in front of us. So it's sort of like, here, do something with this. Release this. Get rid of this. Evolve this. So as we take ourselves into our holy admission. So our holy admission is really receiving our innocence, receiving our light, receiving God's glory. So God's glory is the true essence of us. So it's not like some man's face in the sky that deems us appropriate. It's our very essence. It's who we are. So God is God, Goddess, Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine, Holy Father, Holy Mother. And so as we will allow the truth of life to embrace us, we all acquire a taste for, they keep saying, God's glory. So allow yourselves to be introduced to your holy remembrance. When I say that, I've got this extraordinary peacock, and the peacock has like the full feathers open, and oh my gosh, just like open as wide can be. So again, peacock is symbolic for enlightenment. So enlightenment is like not as tricky as we would perceive. It's really lighting our own consciousness, lighting our own benevolence, or our own draw, our own vicinity. And so what we're doing is we're stepping onto highest extraordinary possibility. So when I say extraordinary possibility, it's like you've arrived at Oz. It's like you've arrived, at the Pure Land. It's like you're receiving this holy vision of captivating glory. Now, the reason that's so significant is that's what we're assuming. That's what we're destined for. That's what we're aligning to. That's what we're dreaming up, if you will, because we're dreaming our highest version of self. So that's going to be our illuminated self, our holy expansiveness. So again, when I'm receiving everyone, everyone is simply golden light. You are the purest light that can be attested to. And that's what's bringing us, excuse me. Come on, buddy. Oh my goodness. That's what's bringing us further expansion into our divine presence, into our divine landscape, into our divine orchestration of our holy consent. So allow these energies to be stirred. Allow that. When I say stirred, it's like just imagine they're just being stirred into all the places of darkness, into all the places in darkness, of course, simply being absence of light. And they're being stirred to make all things possible, to make all things new. And what I'm receiving are just almost like these puzzle pieces coming together. So it's sort of like we had one side, we had another, but until you have the connection, until you have the bond, until you have the holy remembrance, we're like always a little top heavy. We're like on one side or the other. So this is about coming into that balanced reunion, coming into that balanced orchestration. Now, when I'm saying this, there's this light that's emanating from our higher heart that's sponsoring our holy remembrance. So remember, we're not just trying to make the old lifestyle, the old consciousness occur. In other words, where we're going, how we're going to solve every riddle is to bring forth our enlightened placement, because it's this arrival that brings forth the springtime, that brings forth a holy gestation, that brings forth a holy landscape. And this like breath of fresh air is the one of true remembrance. So remember, it's like life is knocking on your door. And so it's about, just like what occurred in the initial transmission, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't find the light, I can't find the light. So you want to remember that, like, every riddle, every impasse, every like figment of our imagination, because what we're responding to is consciousness. We're really not responding to names, objects, facts, figures, letters, whatever it is. We're responding to the absence of light. And so what we're doing is we're turning the light on. We're making things new again. We're coming into a further expression. So they wanted me to stop right there. So further expression, we want to feel our divine presence. We want to feel our divine loveliness. We want to feel our divine rapture of true awakening, because as we will step further, as we will step onto that divine platform, out of that risen occurrence, so coming into that Christ consciousness, coming into that true access of claim, all is made new again. So when we're saying all is made new again, there is this allowance, there is this just beautiful occurrence. And so when I'm saying beautiful occurrence, when I say I, it doesn't even make sense, because it's really like your divine self communicating with you. So beautiful occurrence is recognizing yourself and your beauty. So your beauty is not your personality self. It's not who, what you've accomplished in the learning, in the linear trials of life. It's who you are in your holy remembrance. So our holy remembrance is like all of us have been held captive. All of us have been functioning out of a lower insecurity. And so it's at last, we're finding our true name. We're finding our true wisdom. We're finding our true consented praise. So allow yourselves to be lifted. So it's like lifted up, lifted, coming into balance, stepping into higher platform, stepping into resurrected assurance, receiving your beautification. So all of these engagements, all of these, like, they're activations, and so they're holding us in a higher placement, is here for our certainty. So that's the important finishing note and conclusion, is our certainty. In other words, it's certain that we will reach this highest placement. So we want to feel that. We want to feel like, even if we keep slipping and sliding, even if we're like, I don't know if I can reach that today, it's like the conclusion is certain. So as you will receive this, as you will harmonize this with this, as you will everlasting assurance. Everlasting assurance is sort of like when two business people shake hands, like, let's shake on it. So it's like you're shaking hands with your divine counterpart. You're shaking hands with your I Am presence, your divine self. So really feel that partnership and feel it solid. The energy coming through is absurdly wonderful. Feel that solid, like it's a solid partnership forevermore. Forevermore. You don't have to figure out how that's going to work out with your latest problem, how it's going to look. Allow your divine self to orchestrate. But what you're doing is you're sealing your fate forevermore. So forevermore, higher self, divine self, I Am presence, come in and orchestrate. Orchestrate. So thy will be done. all good to glory of God's glory is to be claimed again to our higher assurance. So in the lower consciousness, riddle. In the higher awareness, all is already completed. All is already assured. Your last step has already been accounted for. So allow all of your life, all of the nooks and crannies, all of the bells and whistles, all of the bumps in the road, all of that energy, like, well, whatever will I do with that, which actually happened initially, it's like it's all been accounted for. So every single step is already written. It's already there. It's already looking for your agreement. It's already looking for your partnership. It's already looking for your willingness. And they're saying to never go backward. So we're going to have two steps forward, one step back kind of thing, because like we kind of just assimilate or adjust. But never go backward is I'm coming alive. I'm coming on board. I'm stepping on holy assurance. I'm committed to my I am occurrence. I am that I am. And I welcome it in with historical value. So that's it's coming faster than I could ever conceive, ever imagine. So allow all of your holy remembrance to awaken your very existence. So your very existence is what I couldn't solve yesterday, or I couldn't solve this morning, or I couldn't solve 10 minutes ago, has now arrived. And allow that full alignment, allow that transference, allow that very existence to happen with ease. God's grace, God's mercy. So it's like all about us, waiting for this opportunity, waiting for this resurrective occurrence. Receive on all levels. So it is. Okay.